Welcome to this edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Alan Watts with Farm Bureau. Although ladies were officially allowed in the FFA in 1969, it would take 30 years before Kentucky FFA members would elect their first female president. Jessamine County native Susan Smithson Wright was elected president in 1989.
In 1989 and 90, I was very privileged to be named the first female state FFA president of the Kentucky FFA Association. It seems like a lifetime ago, but those experiences have prepared me for so many life circumstances.
Wright, who currently works for Pro Solutions in Christian County, says serving as the first female FFA president was exciting.
It was very exciting to be the face of the organization and to inspire not only the female membership, but also the males as well. And, you know, through the FFA, we not only teach the youth about agriculture, it's way more than that. And we build life skills such as communication, leadership, hard work, determination, dedication.
When asked what she brought to the state FFA organization, Wright said networking through the FFA and agriculture industry is one thing.
When I run into people today in my position, whether it's in Pro Solution or other community service events here or across the Midwest, it all comes down to networking. I either meet someone that is an FFA member, someone that I know through showing livestock or through the cattle business, horse business, etc.
We'll continue our conversation in a moment.
Since 1919, Kentucky Farm Bureau has been advocating for farm families and rural communities across the Commonwealth who are the backbone of our economy and our way of life. As we commemorate our 100th year of service, we will continue to ensure the challenges and issues facing Kentucky agriculture are addressed by our leaders in Frankfort and in Washington. Why Farm Bureau? Because Kentucky farmers deserve a unified voice. This message brought to you by Kentucky Farm Bureau.
Kentucky's first female FFA president, Susan Wright, says the organization had a tremendous impact on her life.
I actually raised a lot of little Holstein steers to eventually earn my American FFA degree. And I was very strong in showing livestock, rodeoing. Even today, I'm in the cattle business.
Wright adds she was able to give back during a stint with the national FFA organization.
I had the opportunity to work for the national FFA for a couple years doing leadership conferences across the country. And again, when we talk networking, I was able to meet with and work with youth in over 15 states. And it's so exciting to see what those individuals are doing today.
And that's today's edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Alan Watts on the Farm Bureau Radio Network.